Another primary day has come and gone, with some races still outstanding. Joining us this morning with a recap of yesterday's races is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Dan. And it looks like it will be Healy against Jeff Deal, but it's another time that former President Trump picked a winner in the Republican primary system, but that person may not win in November.
And while we can talk about the races, the big story of yesterday, though, was the incident in Barnstable.
Unbelievable situation, and it does affect the ninth in the Republican race, the ninth district nominee of the Republican Party, because there's only about 1,000 votes separating the two, and several thousand Republicans voted in Barnstable, so that may come down to when they officially count those ballots because of the confusion in Barnstable.
And it appears it was a good night for Democratic women.
Huge. The Democrats have a female ticket with Healy and Driscoll, their governor and lieutenant governor, and it'll be also the attorney general. So it's a good night for women, and I think in Massachusetts in November is going to be a good day for the Democrats locally.
Now, were there any results yesterday that surprised you?
Well, not really. I think I thought with all this easier way to vote, if you will, I thought there'd be more people voting, and it'll be interesting when they give the final figures as to how many people received the mail-in ballots and how many people actually voted.
Now, what are you looking towards in the general election?
I'll tell you, I would look for something interesting, and people will be hearing from the Secretary of State's office. And by the way, Galvin did very well yesterday, as he has been in power for 28 years. But there are several questions on the ballot, and the ballot questions may be more interesting than the contest. So people should be looking out from that Secretary of State's office when they get a list of the questions, including the income tax question. There's a question on dentistry, and if the immigration drivers thing got enough signatures, there's at least three right there.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it, and we'll be seeing you in about a month or two.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.